This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, beautiful mama. In the last few weeks, I've been interviewing a lot of women. I'm currently working on a report for International Women's Day, which will be released in a couple of weeks, about women in technology. It's an amazing opportunity to look at an industry that's really forward-thinking about change and disruption and using technology to make life better. They were the first ones to really embrace working from home and the flexibility that mothers need. So it's been such an amazing opportunity to look at how we can support women and mothers. And in that process of interviewing so many women, there's a part of that story that came up for me that, although it might not necessarily be strongly talked about in the report that I write for this company, I really wanted to talk to you about, because this is what Happy Mum is all about. One particular woman spoke to me about returning to work after having a baby. She talked about really looking forward to going back to work. It's a big part of who she is, and she loved the challenge and the excitement and the satisfaction she got from her work. She didn't have any guilt about this. Her little one was able to go to both her mother and childcare and was very happy. And so everything was going really well. She went back to work excited that she could balance this part of her life with being a mother. But as we all know, there's times when your child then gets sick, you don't get much sleep, there's disrupted nights, and you get back to work the next morning, half a person. Inside, you're totally shattered. You're broken. You're just trying to keep it together. And you certainly don't want anyone in the workplace to know that you're not coping. You don't want anyone to know that you are bringing half yourself to work because of your child or children. We have to pretend that we're perfectly okay and can juggle it all perfectly. And then she shared a story, which I know myself so intimately, of something going wrong at work, her team, or within her office, and in a conversation with her boss about it, she burst into tears. Yes, she was tired and exhausted. She was juggling a toddler and a job, and all of the pressure just caught up with her, and she broke in that moment and cried. And she then shared with me the shame and worry she had about not being taken seriously, about not being able to handle her job, about what everybody would think of her because she was tired and emotional at work. This really, really resonated with me. I feel that this is an area that we are so not capable of talking about just yet. We return to work after having children, expected to be the same as we were before we had children. As I often say, the definition of success after you have a child is to return to work and act as if you don't have a child. Now, of course, there's some industries and some bosses and some workplaces that are different, just like in a lot of these industries I've been speaking to in the last few weeks. But at the core of it, which I think is so fascinating, we have a shame and a worry about how we will be perceived and judged if we are trying to do all of this and don't cope. I remember so vividly, it actually makes me a bit emotional, of how hard I found it to juggle my full-on job with sick kids. How difficult I found it that when one of my children appeared to be getting unwell, I'd go into an internal panic. Oh my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? I can't take the day off. I can't ring up sick again. I've got this on, I've got that on. What am I going to do? Oh, my husband can't take the day off too. How are we going to manage this? They're never going to think I'm doing a good job, and just going into a panic. I also very specifically remember being judged for the amount of time I had to take off when one of my children had a really bad run of illness. And that judgment actually came from another woman. I remember bursting into tears in my boss's office not long after returning to work the third time after my third maternity leave, because I just felt like it was all too much, and being so embarrassed and having to feel like I had to prove myself even more after that, that I could cope. I think this is a huge hidden struggle for women, that we have to go in with these strong faces and these strong exteriors and pretend that we have it all together, otherwise we won't be respected. And I know it's changing slowly. It is changing in some industries. But I feel that part of the reason we don't value motherhood and we don't value everything we need to do to juggle every single day is because of the shame and judgment we feel about having to stay up all night, go to the school concert, leave early so we can go to the immunization appointments or whatever it is that you've got that you need to juggle. We hide this. We hide it because we're worried we won't be taken seriously. We freak out about taking time off. We just want to be taken seriously, so we worry about this so much. I remember reading a study that said mothers are more likely to go to work even though they're sick because they want to save their sick leave in case their children get sick. So we push through our own struggles, our own illnesses, our own overwhelm, knowing that we are going to be needed for our own children and our own family. We save those sick days for when our kids are sick because we know we have no choice. This is what I see in the Facebook community, in my inbox, in my programs all the time, is women on the edge of absolute overwhelm, pretending that they have it all together, pretending that they are coping and hiding their real emotions. And if by chance they snap or break, whether it's at the office or at home or with their partners, the shame and anger they feel towards themselves. I don't have a clear answer for this. It actually makes me quite emotional talking about it because I really feel like this is the part of motherhood that I am most passionate about. That we have to stop pretending that we're superwomen. And if we don't stop pretending, nothing will change. So I want to say to you, do not be ashamed because sometimes you break. Do not worry about being judged or disrespected if you're a little emotional today. Do not hide the fact that you are juggling so much. The world is on your shoulders, and sometimes that weight is too heavy. Nothing is going to change for women and for mothers if we're not honest about this and say, I'm not hiding this anymore. This is really hard. We have to be honest about that. We have to be able to say to our bosses and our friends and our extended family, it's too much at the moment. How can we make this work better? And be honest and lean on each other. I think there's nothing more nourishing than to be able to speak about this with other women going through the same thing, is to be able to come together and share how hard this can be at times and remind each other how amazing we are that we're trying to do it all. The truth is, we can't. And although our workplaces and the world around us is slowly, slowly starting to change the way they treat women and mothers, we have so far to go. And I just really want to say to you that if this resonates with you, if you're feeling like you're on the edge, or you're worried about what people will think of you at work, or you're worried that it's all too much, but you're pretending it's not, know that there are other women out there going through the same thing, trying their best to put on a brave face, pick themselves up and get through another day. And we as a group need to change the conversation about this and say with pride, I am here for my job, but I am also a mother, and this is how it needs to be to make this work. This is what we need to do. Sat Nam, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.